You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. A sight and hearing loss charity, Deafblind UK, has just launched its first employment program. It's designed to help develop the practical skills and a positive mindset to help find employment. It's a 12-week course and it could really make all the difference for anyone who is struggling to find work. Nathan Schaffer and Amanda Easton from Deafblind UK join me now to tell us a little bit more about this program. It's so nice having you on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
Pleasure to be here.
Nathan, could you maybe start us off and tell us a little bit more about the program? It's called Access Employment.
It's a 12-week rolling program and it's aimed at members aged between 18 and 65. The members will typically have one or both sensory losses, sight and hearing. And the course just primarily focuses on taking steps for the long term unemployed to get back into some sort of vocation, whether that be work or volunteering roles or other meaningful occupations. Maybe someone wants to get back into education, would like to study a course, go to university. And there's a whole broad spectrum when we're here to support them get to wherever they want to go. Within the course, we have different sessions that focus on getting a CV done for them, if they haven't got one already, making spec letters, applying to prospective employers. We will look at each individual, what it is they want to do, you know, with their lives, where they want to go, do one-to-one chats with them and say, hey, yeah, let's throw up an action plan to take the steps needed to get to where you want to be. It's very person-centred. We look at all aspects of their life situation at the moment. We will try and address anything that is acting as a barrier for them moving forward. And a huge part of that is the wellbeing provision that we have that Amanda runs.
So Amanda, what would help with building confidence and getting that support look like?
Like Nathan has said, it's a very personal aspect that we offer. Our members can come and say they have anxiety issues, they have confidence issues. So we talk through those issues and see where they come from and support them. It may fit, maybe that they have anxieties when they're due to have an interview or complete an application form, they're uncertain of what to complete, and I can work with them at that period of time, or it can be an ongoing issue which then makes going for a job interview even harder. So I can then work with them for a longer period of time on a weekly basis to try and support those anxieties and confidence, but more so it's looking at where those barriers come from.
I really like that aspect actually of the course, because I feel like often you will have some support around employment, but then not considering the emotional impact that it can have on someone. It can be really devastating and very hard as well to have to deal with and not really be equipped with the skills or the tactics for dealing with it.
Yeah, like this course is kind of at the minute being looked at over and over again as to how we can make it more person-centered, more user-friendly. Initially, the emotional support side wasn't involved in it, but as Nathan has met with individuals who have knockbacks previously from trying to obtain jobs, it has just a constant knock-on effect. So realizing that actually the emotional side of it and their lifestyle play a really huge part in going for a job. It all plays into each other, and all of it has a knock-on effect.
So do you think there are any misconceptions out there that maybe both employers and maybe someone who is deafblind going into the workforce has around their own disability and what they can and can't do?
Well, absolutely. In fact, right at the beginning, week two, we all came together as a group online. I was just discussing the subject of approaching employers. There was just a sudden outpour of frustration that they all have a lot of experience of getting knockbacks from employers through just discrimination, really. And they're fed these excuses from employers such as, oh, I'm sorry, we can't take you on because of health and safety. And it was just incredible just to see how they all had this shared frustration and all the same experiences time and time and time again. So in order to protect the members from having their confidence knocked even further again and again and again, we're going to try and introduce an awareness sessions for employers so we can go straight to the employers and just raise awareness that you know, the deafblind individuals are very, very capable of doing these jobs and how simple it would be to accommodate their employees within the workplace with a few small adjustments.
Sadly, the employers are not educated around the accessibility for somebody with a sight and hearing loss. And I think they're probably also seeing it as a cost to themselves, that they would have to put all these different pieces of equipment in place, different processes, additional support. But there is access to work that employees can have.
Yeah, and we can put them in touch with them to have that provision.
So you can make it quite simple. Now, the course started, I think it was around May. How long is it going to be available and can people still sign up?
Absolutely, yeah. The first course will end beginning of September and then we'll have a few weeks break. And then the next one will start in mid-September. There will be six courses, 12 weeks and then a short break, and then it just keeps rolling on like that. So yeah, anyone can join at any time. We've had a couple of members join within week two, week three, really. There's no confirmed timetable. Anyone is interested in joining the course, then please get in touch. If you go to the website, the details for the information, is it the information team, the info helpline? If they can make inquiries through there, alternatively, we can just get in touch by email at employability@deafblind.org.uk.
Fantastic. So the website address is, of course, deafblind.org.uk. And I have that helpline number here as well. So it's 0800-132-320. So once again, 0800-132-320. Now, I also heard there's something quite curious here that has something to do with mentoring. Would you mind telling us a little bit more about that as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we have, as part of the volunteer service at Deafblind UK, we're taking on anyone who wants to mentor the members within the employability programme. And so already we've actually had some apply and they're being signed up as we speak. They will be supporting the members on the employability programme for 6 months. They're going to be getting a lot of help with anything that they need. They will stay in touch with their preferred methods of communication. And as it happens, the mentors that have applied have dual sensory loss. So they will really be able to identify and have a good rapport with the members in their quest to apply for whatever they want to do. We're always on the lookout for mentors as well. So if anyone is interested, then in the same way, please get in touch.
Fantastic. Nathan, Amanda, thank you so much for your time today and for speaking on RNIB Connects Radio.
Thank you, Pauline.
Thank you.